Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. That is Marvin Gaye with Trouble Man, one of his immortal recordings, and a man who is not trouble to me, somebody really, really special to all of us. He is our nighttime host, and that's just one of the things he's done here at the radio station. Oh, by the way, Frankie Ross, of course, is who I'm talking about. Frankie joining us. And Frankie.
Hey, sweetheart. Good morning.
Good morning. If it's okay with you, I just want to mention, if you got HD radio in your car, you need to check out our HD2 channel, which Frankie's been programming for a while now. And, you know, with everything that's been going on with the pandemic and now with the George Floyd situation, Frankie, that music has really meant a lot to me personally. Just, you know, because music does really help to make you better when things get tough like this, right?
It does. Absolutely. It's nice to have a soundtrack you can just put on and walk away.
Exactly. And I know this is not your first rodeo with all this stuff. You were here and covering that, the 92 unrest, weren't you?
Yeah, I was here. And I'm scratching my head and talking to you, and I'm thinking, you know what? We're in this perpetual cycle. I mean, this whole thing, we've been here. We were here 85 years ago. Well, I'm talking about the riots here in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, in the 65, you know, I mean, that's the one.
Right.
No, it's been going on, you know, around the country for years or here. And for me, first one I witnessed was in 85, and I'm a little kid. And now fast forward to today, less than 30 years later, we're here again. And since 92, so to speak, we're here again. And I was thinking of 92, it's like, wow, you know, my kids were, you know, just either not here or a year or 2 years older.
Right, not to even understand what was going on.
Yeah, and then my one of my daughters was at Fairfax over the weekend. And I'm like, wow, you know what? Here it is, 25, 26 years later, she's witnessing and dealing with the same thing we dealt with back in 92.
Yeah, we talked to some millennials this morning, too. What are the kinds of things that your kids are saying?
Oh, you know, I mean, they're witnessing and they're saying the same things that, you know, that we saw, that we dealt with. She was there with some friends and peaceful protest in the park at Fairfax. Well, Fairfax and 3rd, I think it was, yeah. And everything was going great, and then all of a sudden, somebody yelled, the police are coming, and next thing you know, she said that her friend saw the police hit someone. Well, first he hit her in the stomach with a baton. Then he hits her over the head with a baton, so he goes to help her, and this is a white girl. Her friend goes to help her, and then they start beating him up. So when I hear that, you know, the people are violent, a lot of the violence are coming from the cops.
Yeah.
You know, rubber bullets hurt. And he just had a friend, that might not be able to see out of one eye because of a rubber bullet over the weekend. So it's like, man, here we are again. And then fire hoses, water cannons.
That's a throwback right there for sure.
It's like, here we go again. And the only difference is in 92. It was pretty much relegated to South Central areas where there's a high percentage of black people. So it was more concentrated to the South. This time, a little different, social media, and we now have whites moving into those neighborhoods. So they are now our neighbors again. So they see, they witness, they feel our pain. So that's why we're seeing these multiracial demonstrations and protests.
And that is also a throwback to, if you think about it, the 60s with the Freedom Riders. You know, you have to ask mm-hmm. yourself how successful that would have been if it, mm-hmm. if those white students hadn't taken part in the effort
exactly.
as well. And I think mm-hmm. that this is the thing. For such a long time, this has been a problem in the black community. But people seem to be right now finally realizing this is a problem for our whole nation.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And it goes to, you know, it goes to a lot of things. I mean, the systemic racism, you know, the implicit bias, all of those things play into this. And it factors into a lot of ways in which the cops see us.
That's quite true. And, you know, the other thing, too, Frankie, this is I think that, you know, we're hearing a lot of people acknowledge that they really don't know enough about what's been going on. And I think that's because we have been taught history that just wipes out our history. And there's so much that can be told. I saw a talk with Marianne Williamson online yesterday that was just brilliant, that really ran down everything from slavery to Reconstruction to, you know, the Black Code to all the different ways that Black people have been dehumanized in this country. And I think it's so important that we start learning that real history and understanding that before we can really attack these problems as a nation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, you know, back in the 90s, when the laws were changed with Bill Clinton, when he authored the crime bill, that was pretty much designed to throw Black and Latino men in jail because the prisons are being privatized. More Black people, as you know, and Latinos have gone to jail under the crime bill and that whole three strikes law thing.
Yeah.
You know, my wife wrote a paper for a thesis for a master's, and she wrote this paper 4 years ago. It's called Black and Blue Resolving Conflict and Establishing Trust Between Police Officers and the Black Community. That's what she called it. And in it, she talked about implicit bias and how can you police when you already have this thought in your head about a Black or Latino person, particularly male. And we've all been stopped and harassed. But, you know, I can think of just times I'm driving down the street. Even coming home, where a cop will jump behind me and flash his lights and, like, taunting me as if, you know, he's expecting me to hit the gas and run off because I'm up to something. I'm just coming home from work.
It's like a horrible rite of passage for young Black men. I mean, you know, it's yeah. you can't avoid it. I mean, what would you like to see happen moving forward, Frankie?
You know, the problem is the racism. It's a deep-rooted problem in this country, and it's in our DNA. I don't know. I'm thinking, because it's not just a white police problem. It's, you know, Black cops can be just as bad. Latino cops can be just as bad, and even more so in some cases because they have something to prove.
Yeah, it's partially a law enforcement culture problem.
Yeah, it's a blue thing. It's a blue problem, and I don't know. I mean, I know when I you know, I'm sitting watching TV and watching the news and keeping up on what's going on. You know, it hurts my heart to see women are being beat with batons like they're criminals mm-hmm. and pepper sprayed and hit with rubber bullets. It really breaks my heart. I don't know what the answer is. I really don't. I mean, we've been dialoguing. We've been here before. We've had programs to help with community policing and try and make a better connection between the community and the police. I don't know. But I know it starts at the top and it stinks from the head down. And we have an administration that thrives on dividing this country even more. So race has been polarized in the last 4 years. And I feel like we're moving backwards instead of moving forward. So whatever we do, we have to move forward. We just have to do better.
Well, one thing that I can say is anyone who has seen the videotape of George Floyd being murdered, I don't hear anybody taking a look at that and not seeing exactly what's happening there. And that may be something that may make this time different. We certainly can only hope and pray for that. But in the meantime, I'm just happy that we get the opportunity to use our platform here to talk about these things and to really allow people to have that kind of conversation. And having you on this morning is extra special because, you know, I love and adore you.
Oh, I love you too. Pat doesn't answer when you call her, and she doesn't respond and send her text. I'm like, okay, maybe she's sleeping. But it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon and she hasn't hit me back.
Listen, I love you. Frankie Ross, you'll check him out tonight. He will be here from 6 until midnight. And thanks for spending some time with us today. We got to keep this conversation going.
All right. Love you, sweetheart. Okay. I'll see you later.
Love you, too.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.